Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
What I want, you've got, and it might be hard to handle. Podcast hot like a candle. The candle feeds the flame. Yeah, yeah, what I've got, a full stock serums and creams that scatter. And you put them all together, and I can't explain. Whoa, yeah, yeah, NatchBew. You make my creams come true. Oh, yeah. Well, well, NatchBew. Oh, yeah, you make my creams come true. Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Welcome to NatchBew. Welcome to NatchBew, everybody, the beauty comedy podcast where we laugh, we cry, and we cream. I am your host and your guide, Jackie J, also known as the Beauty Talk Shock Jock, your queen of creams, your host of the most serums, your freshest fringe on the West Coast, your favorite over 30 niche influencer, your kooky southern aunt. Welcome to NatchBew. Hall & Oates. Hall & Oates, an iconic duo. I chose that song for a reason. It wasn't random. I chose that song because my guests today are also an iconic duo. They're right up there with Hall & Oates, honey. They are a married couple. I haven't had a married couple on NatchBew since, unless I'm forgetting, which is possible, since 2018 when I did my All Couples February. I had some great couples on. Fun fact, half of them are now divorced. Whoa. One of them being myself. I did interview my ex-husband that month. That episode has been erased. So guess what? You won't hear it, hon. And to my guest today, good luck, because there's a half and half chance here. But I feel good about it. My guests have been a couple for 12 years. They co-parent a dog and a cat. They also co-host a podcast together, Couples Therapy. We know it. We love it. You can also see them every Wednesday at 2 p.m. PST on Twitch, and you can get that podcast wherever you get your podcast. They're approaching their 200th ep. They also have a Patreon, so sign up, y'all. One half of this couple is a writer and former philosophy professor. The other is a comedian, actor, and writer. See most recently on Mythic Quest and in her epic half-hour special on Season 3, Episode 2 of Netflix, The Stand-Ups. Also co-hosting a new podcast, I Love a Lifetime Movie. There's so much to discuss. Let's get into it. Please welcome my guests today, Andy Beckerman and Naomi Ekparagon. Finally, you're here. Welcome to NatchBute.
Wow.
One of the most thorough introductions.
Epic, high energy, yep. Informed. And
I'm
that
bringing
is
high
beautiful.
Energy on, what's today, the Daylight Savings?
Yep.
We don't know her, honey. I got plenty of sleep.
Did you?
Oh, no, fuck. I didn't.
Quit brag. I was like, honey, I haven't slept since, I don't know, 2008.
The Carter administration?
Yeah.
Carter's administration. That's how old I am. Let's talk about my creams.
Oh, I can't wait. Thank you both for being here.
Well, Jackie, do you want to talk about how I was very resistant to doing this podcast for so long?
I don't want to talk about that. Is that the truth? Is that the truth? I didn't... Listen...
I wasn't resistant for any personal reason, more that I don't consider myself like a beauty person.
Well, this show...
Do you know what I mean? I was like,
yeah,
I don't know.
That's a misconception of NatchBew, and I lose a lot of listeners that way, because people say, I don't like makeup, I don't want to listen to NatchBew. It's not about makeup. It's just about things we do to take care of ourselves, our choices. I watched your stand-up special. There's plenty of material there. You like to sit down in the shower. Let's discuss. There's lots of things like that.
Oh, wait. It's about... Things you do to take care of yourself. Oh, I don't do any of that.
Oh.
I punish myself.
He punishes.
I live a life of guilt and anxiety.
Well, we love self-punishment too.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything, okay, let me rephrase. Anything you do to yourself, yeah. Is that fair?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I'm the Marquis de Sade of anxiety. Okay.
Okay, perfect. I'm going to have to ask y'all the intro questions that everybody gets.
Of course.
The first one is, what type of skin do you have? Andy, I'm looking at you. You get to go
white,
first.
White, pale, okay. Translucent.
Okay.
Jewish skin.
Okay, yeah. Great, great, thorough answer. How about you, Naomi? By the way, did you know Naomi is a hot girl name? And when I was choosing my Hebrew name, I almost chose Naomi because I want to have a hot girl name.
And what did you pick instead?
Well, I went with Michal because my middle name is Michelle, and I wanted to pick something similar to my name already.
Okay. Yeah. That sounds like a hot girl name, though, to me. I'll be honest.
Well, some of my listeners told me that the hot girls at their Jewish summer camp were named Michal. So I said, great.
Mm. Whoa, that's huge. That's huge. Mm-hmm. Now, my skin is oily.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I would describe it. Oily and sensitive. Oh,
yes.
My God.
What a combo.
So delicate.
Yes.
It needs so much.
That makes sense because you have a hot girl name.
Can I add sensitive to mine too?
Too late.
Damn it.
Too late. Your answer is locked and loaded, recorded.
You
no
called
editing.
Your skin anxious and Jewish and pale. Okay? That was it.
Well, I don't know the actual adjectives you're supposed to use.
You're not. It's an open question. That's why it's fun, because you could say anything. That's why it's exciting. This question is for both of you as well. I'm going to start with Andy again. Take me back. Do you remember the first beauty product that you ever bought or used?
Maybe. I do know that in junior high, maybe even, I started using, my mom had a Retin-A prescription, and I started using her Retin-A.
You took your mom's Retin-A?
Yeah. Well, she let me. I didn't steal it. It wasn't like I would go in before they like woke up and then like
sneak
get a little
the Retin-A.
Yeah, get a little out of the tube and then quick like put it on my face and then I just remember.
Did that go well? Because that's pretty intense.
Retin-A.
Did it go well?
Did it inflame your skin?
Oh yeah, totally. And then you have to use like a ton of moisturizer. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I just got some Retin-A. And I haven't been using it very much. Because he told me to keep it in the fridge, so of course I forget.
Wow, that's interesting. Who told you that? The doctor?
The dermatologist. It's like on the actual bottle.
Right.
Took him, he started. He's terrible. Maybe I'll use the Natch Butte audience. If you live in the Los Angeles area and can recommend a dermatologist who's actually trying to help you and not just give you fucking Restylane.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would like you to tell me, please.
Someone with a background in melanoma detection. Remember.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Who knows also dark skin.
I just described my skin as Jewish, so.
Yeah. I'm going to find you one. I'm racking my brain. I used to have one that I loved, and now she, like you said, only does cosmetic.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, I have a giant mole that's been growing on my stomach. I think it's like a pregnancy thing. Like, it's giant. I saw this morning. I'm like, I'm going to snag my bra on this thing. And I called, and they're like, sorry, we only do cosmetic things now. And I'm like, that's how many people in this town need filler that they can't even see my damn mole.
Absolutely. Do you know that's exact how many people want to be a different face?
Yes.
But they were like, we don't even need to. We don't need to check. It's
insane. We're going to find you one, Naomi. But first, please answer my question. Do you remember the first beauty product you ever bought or used?
I think it would probably be a Bonnie Bell lip smacker.
Uh-huh.
That would probably be it.
What's your poison?
Dr. Pepper.
Dr.
Pepper.
That's my girl.
That was it.
I follow on TikTok an account that's all about lip balms, and I think they're called Lip Balm Queen. Uh-huh. And they said that the Bonnie Bell formula is actually good in terms of the ingredients. It actually is a moisturizing formula. So might be time to re-get that.
Wow. I mean, I haven't seen it in a drugstore.
Yeah.
Because that's obviously where I got it the first time. But I feel like I don't see it around anymore.
I think they're at Target.
Okay, Target, where a lot of good things
are. Get that
are.
Target
yeah.
going. Okay, bonus one question for you both. Let's pretend that you are a member of the family Madrigal on Encanto. What magic power would you want to possess? Andy, you go first. Have you seen Encanto?
Of course, as childless adults. Why? Of course we've seen Encanto. I saw the trailer, so I know that people have powers, and obviously mine would be much like Kitty Pryde, one of the most Jewish superheroes.
What does Kitty Pryde do? I'm unfamiliar with her lore.
She's able to pass through walls. And,
okay.
She's from X-Men.
Yeah,
that's useful. Naomi, what about you?
You know what? I would like the ability to do chores with my mind.
Yes. Clean that house. Yes. Organize.
Yes. Have a little like Fantasia style magic broom running around. That's what I would love.
I would love a car to go pick up my dry clean for me, pick up a boba tea for me. Like just a car. Yeah. That's powerful.
Yeah, that would be powerful. Also, I didn't realize people in Encanto had powers. I thought the house had powers. But the family has powers?
Spoiler alert. Everybody in Family Madrigal is blessed with a power.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does the house have powers, though?
The house does have powers as well.
Okay.
Much like the 1978 film House.
Much like the television show House.
Absolutely. House does have powers.
That was the first job I ever did background on, and I kept staring at Hugh Laurie and ruining the takes. I couldn't believe it. I was like, there's House, y'all. He's right there. Okay, last.
Did you say that? Hold on. In the takes?
Yeah, definitely.
Everybody.
Like, cut. Okay. You actually don't speak. Just look down at the magazine. You're in the waiting room. Don't say anything. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. I take improv class. I thought they were like, no saying anything. I learned a lot that day, and I was not asked back. Last warm-up question. I normally ask, this is Natural Beauty after all. We celebrate natural beauty. What is the most beautiful thing about you? But I'm going to ask each other. Andy, what is the most beautiful thing about Naomi?
Hmm. Her soul.
Why is that funny?
It's so dumb.
This is a dumb answer.
It's such a dumb answer that I was like, is he really going to stick by this?
Yeah, way to commit. Way to commit.
It was so dumb the second I said it. I think Naomi herself in her totality is beautiful. Yeah. I really do.
That's very
sweet. Great
answer.
That's beautiful. Naomi, what about Andy?
I would say Andy's... No,
somebody
actually,
is,
not your soul.
Somebody's giggly today. Somebody's giggly on Daylight Savings Day.
I would say the most beautiful thing about Andy is his... Oh, God. This is hard. Maybe his, like, insanity.
Yeah. I love
his insanity is beautiful. The giggliness. The fact that you don't know what's coming. Mm-hmm. He is going to give you a reference that 9 out of 10 people won't know, but he won't put it out there anyway because he's optimistic. And he says, I don't know what this person might know. Whereas me, I'm judged with a gavel. I immediately have decided, you know, and so that's very beautiful.
Keeps things fresh.
I think that's lovely. Right. And what a beautiful testament to your relationship. I'm curious. This is something that I don't personally know. This might be something that your audience already knows, but how did y'all meet?
Oh, at the Upright Citizens Brigade Theater.
Oh,
in
a tale as old as time.
Yeah.
Yes. Where else do you meet sweet Jewish boys who have an encyclopedic knowledge of comedy?
Of comic books, yeah.
Comic books
emotionally
and comedy.
Repressed.
Emotionally stunted. Uh-huh. Where else do you find them?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And every time you date a guy at UCB, I would always go, that was the last one. And then it wasn't.
How many UCB fellas have you dated?
Honestly, not that many considering. Not that many. Yeah. I did marry one though.
Wait.
But again,
you did?
It didn't work out.
Yes,
didn't work out.
Yes,
yeah,
yes,
yeah.
Yes.
But I'm happy when it does. We all want to be Trisha and Eugene. You know? We all want to be Kate Spencer and Anthony King. We all look for that life.
Mm. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Or a John Ross Bowie and
Jamie Dembo.
Like, I used to see them perform, and I'd be like, that's what I want. I want to be in a comedy couple like that.
Let's keep naming them. John Gamberling and Andrea Rosen.
Absolutely not.
There's so many. There are success stories. Okay, great. I love that y'all met at UCB. Now, let's not bring up UCB again.
No, let's talk all about the Harold, how Del Close invented it
in Chicago.
And
this is the problem, and this is what happens, Jackie.
Don't I know it? You know, when I started dating Ben, I was so excited. I'm like, finally, I'm not dating an improviser. And then I realized that he had taken the full program.
Oh, no.
And he had framed his advanced studies, like, little degree. And I was like, oh, no, please throw this out. Please throw this out. I can't handle this again. I'm going to ask y'all a few couple self-care questions, and then we can just get into it.
Mm-hmm.
Who takes longer to get ready out of the two of you?
Oh, me.
Andrew
by
Beckerman.
A long shot.
Yeah.
Andrew Beckerman.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I need a good half hour. Mm-hmm. And a part of it is psyching myself up to enter the world. A lot of it is just like getting used to my visage in the mirror and being like, this is what you look like.
Always call it a visage when, in this context. Because what like, I imagine is, like, it's very much a visage in this moment.
Is Vigo the Carpathian.
Right.
Is that, I'm like, is that from Ghostbusters 2?
I don't know that
2?
Reference. I'm going to be honest.
That's the painting in Ghostbusters 2. That's the,
that comes alive, you know? Yeah. They have to, yeah, they're trying to bring to life.
Yep.
So far, Kitty Pride, Vigo the Carpathian. What else will I bring
Kitty
to this?
I know Kitty Pride, but I don't know what she does. I've seen the photo of her, but she hasn't been in any of the movies yet, right?
She was in for the second.
Elliot Page.
Elliot Page was Kitty Pryde.
So I am familiar.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. Okay, so you take longer, but some of it is just you look in the mirror being like, you got this, buddy. It's time. We're going to get ready. We're going to leave the house.
Yeah, it's not even verbal. It's a process of, like I do in therapy. Instead of like trying to listen to a podcast to push bad feelings away, it's sitting in a bad feeling to get used to it.
Yeah.
So I like see myself. I'm like, I am human. I am mortal. I'm seeing myself now. Mm-hmm. I do not look the same as I did when I was 22. All right. It's okay to enter the world. There's still space for you in this world. I just verbalize it, but that's all the like stuff that's going on in inside non-verbally.
Well, I love that because that doesn't come in a jar, honey. You know, you can't go buy that at Target.
No. It comes at the barrel of a therapist couch.
Exactly, which we love. Who has the more extensive skincare regimen out of the two of you?
Andrew.
Wow.
Andrew.
Wow, Naomi, you weren't kidding.
It's wild to think that as a black woman, I managed to find a pasty pale white man with more creams than me. He got more creams.
That's not true. You have more things because like you have like lipsticks and like all those other
kinds of stuff. No, but talk about which... Well, I don't know, Jackie, it's your podcast. Because I'm going to say, run her through the moisturizing process.
Oh, no, I need to know. That's the next question.
You want the full process?
Kinda.
All right, I took pictures.
He had to take pictures. He goes, I don't know their names. I'm like, what? You do that twice a day, easy.
Well, because,
so
I mean...
do it in order.
Sure. Let's talk about... So I only shave like twice a week. Because Naomi likes scruff. Okay. And I like scruff too. But I can't get too... If it gets beardy, then it gets annoying. So
there's a very nuanced length. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay,
yeah, so let's talk about a shaving day.
Okay, right? We love.
Then that starts with the Baxter Super Close Shave Formula.
Oh.
Soap. Okay, so you soap.
Where do you get that? I've never heard of that.
I ordered online. I just found it because, like I said, I have sensitive skin, which I really do. And so, like, anything, like, really irritates my skin. And so I just looked up online. I'm like, I was sick of shaving and being red for days.
Yes.
And irritated.
You deserve more.
Thank you.
I didn't think this show's all about. It's so interesting. So many of us are like, yeah, I use this soap. It makes me itch. I hate it, but I use it. And I'm like, why?
I didn't think I did.
Yeah.
But like, okay, so like you take a shower and I use, so, okay, another thing. I would break out. Because I didn't sleep enough. For most of my life, I have not slept enough.
Yeah.
And so it throws my chemistry off, and then I would break out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was sick of that happening, and the answer was get more sleep, right?
Yeah.
But I couldn't do that.
Easier said than done, yeah.
Absolutely.
I'm living life. I got to binge watch The Wire or whatever.
Also, the anxiety and memories of past mistakes will keep you up till all hours.
Oh, I had 3 different anxiety dreams about missing this because I fucked the time up. So that's
all last
I'm
night
at.
Oh, I'm 100%
yeah,
the
yeah.
same way.
I had a dream that was so real where I woke up at 4:30 like at p.m. and I was like, fuck, and I'm like, they're gonna think I'm some kind of amateur, but it was a dream, but I swear it was real.
Yeah, that's why I try not to schedule stuff in the morning if I can help it.
Yeah,
that way there's none of that anxiety about like I'm gonna fuck it up and miss, because I did once, and that one time I missed a meeting with Nickelodeon to do like make shorts for their,
and they only
website.
Give you one chance, famously.
They kind of did. They really were not.
I called. I called panicked because I was like, I overslept and I missed it, and I was like, my cat is sick. I'm so sorry. I was taking care of that. They didn't believe me.
Of course,
a generation of children missed out.
On Nickelodeon shorts.
How sad.
On Nickelodeon.com.
How sad.
So. I looked at one point, I was sick of these breakouts, and I looked up online. This is like the early days of the internet, like the mid-aughts.
I was going to say early aughts. You've been using this stuff for years.
I've been using this stuff for like 15, 16 years, and it's wonderful. There's a place called acne.org, and they make a face wash and a treatment.
Salicylic acid.
Wow. Acne.org's product line.
Uh-huh.
And y'all are blowing my damn mind. I've never heard of that.
Yes, most like salicylic acid stuff is like a 2% solution, and this is a 10% solution.
Whoa.
And it really, really works.
Yeah, they're not playing. They're not playing.
And you just order it this whole time.
Online only.
Wow.
Honestly, let's show her because you took pictures. Look at how no fuss. Look at this. They're not here for branding, honey. They're not going to be cute. They're like, we are acne.org, and we are going to handle it. It's not about a pretty little package.
Yes.
It's just acne.org.
We are utilitarian, honey.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yes. And do you use that on your body as well?
No, it's just I just use it on my face.
Got it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Naomi, do you ever use any of these products?
Absolutely. I use the acne.org.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You know, largely because it's there. It's in the shower, and I use this, what is it, the benzoyl peroxide? Is that the finisher, right? The cleanser is salicylic.
Oh, the cleanser is salicylic acid. So, yes, the benzoyl peroxide
is the treatment, and I will use that when I will literally put it directly on breakouts, and I do think that, like, overnight it does shrink them.
Sorry, I was wrong. I'm looking at their thing right now. The usual thing of benzoyl peroxide is 10%, and theirs is 2.5%, so it's gentler.
Oh, okay. Does this bleach your pillowcases?
Absolutely.
Yes, 100%.
And I'm going to tell you something, Jackie, that made me crazy, because for years, living with this man, I said, you fuck it up, the towels and the pillows.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm like, and I think it's your face. I think it's your face stuff. And he's like, no, it's not. No, it's not. He, like, really swore it wasn't. And I was like, why are you acting like I don't know stuff? And when I
tell you... Why are you gaslighting your wife?
Thank you. And when I tell you it was like, what, 9 years, 10 years in a relationship that you were like, I looked it up and you're right.
By the way, it was not gaslighting. It was denial.
But he was so hard. But also like, Jackie, why it take him that long to look it up?
I agree.
He just thought I was so crazy.
Well, it had to have obviously been something you were putting on right before bed, so...
Thank you. And when I tell you we can't keep a towel, I was like, you need to just have your own towels. That needs to just be it, because I'm telling you, the blue, like, to the point where, you know, if I have company coming over, I'm like, hide the towels. They look like we're
meth addicts. I did buy specific towels to put out for the guests, and then those got ruined too.
The reason that I know so much about this is because I have had the same issue in my marriage.
Really?
Ben destroyed several very nice pillowcases and very expensive nice towels.
Oh my goodness.
Luckily,
and
ours are
I
not expensive.
I've assigned him his own. So now he can only use the white towels.
Yep.
As
yep,
Naomi
yep,
would
yep.
say.
Absolutely.
And white pillowcases. Because I said, do not fuck up my Brooklinen pink, honey. Because guess who did? Him.
He did.
Yeah.
He did it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I want my kings to shine. I want my kings to have nice skin, but don't be fucking with my Brooklinen is all
absolutely
I'm saying.
Absolutely.
You just have to be thorough.
And then what's your next one? So you do your bag,
so
you wash.
So you wash with their cleanser, and then you get out of the shower. Then you put the Trader Joe's oatmeal and honey soap.
Okay.
You put that on your face.
So I didn't know that was happening.
Wow,
yes.
You do a lot of cleansing. No judgment. This is interesting.
Then the Baxter Super Close Shave formula.
Okay.
Okay, so wait. So it goes wash, then a little Trader Joe's.
Soap on the face, but and then
Baxter.
You don't wash it off. You don't wash the Trader Joe's. That's like to make it slicker.
Okay.
Because, again, sensitive skin.
So you're slicking.
Oh, I saw
okay,
a kitty
it's a barrier.
Tail.
So then you do the soap to create a slickness. Then you put the Baxter on.
Then you shave.
Then you shave.
And then Baxter has an aftershave balm.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that is great. It really
is. To cool it down?
Yes. So it's not all red and inflamed.
Mm-hmm.
And then brush my teeth. You don't need to hear that part.
Yeah, we don't need that part. We're
but then oil-free.
I'm glad you brushed, though. That's great.
So then I use, this is pretty generic, but I think it works well. You have to slather it on. So Target has a knockoff of the Neutrogena moisturizer called Oil-Free.
Up and Up.
Well,
you
yes,
know
up
it.
And up,
you know
Oil-Free
it.
Facial moisturizer, sensitive skin.
And is there a reason you choose that one and not the Neutrogena? I'm all about the generic brands personally, but curious your thoughts.
I started when I had no money, but I wanted to be moisturized.
Yeah.
And then I don't see any difference. So
there's a lot of us out there with no money that want to be moisturized. I think
absolutely,
that's lovely. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Relatable.
Yes.
He's a relatable king.
Yep.
And then I finish it off if I'm going outside, if I know I'm going outside during the daylight, Super Goop Unseen Sunscreen.
Oh, wow. That's sort of a bougie choice.
Compared
to the Target brand.
Exactly. Yes, 100%.
I know. I search the internet. I scour for when it's remotely on sale. I ended up buying two little bottles because mm-hmm. it was like... Something is like on Anthropologie's website of all places. Yep. And I was like, oh, just buy it. It's as cheap as you're going to get it.
They do a 20% off. I get ads for it when they have their big sale.
Okay,
yeah.
So why don't you just
hook us up
to me? Yeah.
Naomi, do you also wear the Unseen?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It really, because I grew up at a time where you couldn't find a sunscreen that didn't make black skin look ashy.
Yes.
So what I found, so Super Goop was actually recommended to us. I know this is going to sound name droppy, but I like the randomness of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stephen Canals, creator of the show Pose, he did couples therapy, and I forget what we were talking about something about, like, you know, and I was saying how Andy doesn't put on sunscreen.
Yeah.
And I was like, he out here with his melanoma history, and he just out here just loose
well,
and free.
I just don't try to go out. So, or
you have a dog, though. I feel like everyone with
you.
A dog has
it's
to
very
at least
difficult.
Peek
thank
outside.
You.
Yeah.
Yes.
And also, you know, the sun in LA is aggressive and it's just potent and it's just too much. And so.
Yes.
So I remember saying that, and Stephen, and I was saying how, you know, I couldn't find anything that didn't make me ashy. Stephen Canals was like Super Goop. And what I tell you, after that episode, we like went to Sephora that weekend and got it. I'm not even kidding you. And it just goes on so slick.
Is that the one that looks clear? It's sort of a neosporin-y?
Kind of, but not as oily as a Neo.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. That look. And it's not oily. And I will say I have the trouble I have with it. I'm a sweater. Okay, mm-hmm. and we don't love that. And I feel like I put it on, go out, we sit in the car, which is mm-hmm. always hot because the mm-hmm. fierce Los Angeles sun has been beating down on it. And I'm sweating within 5 minutes.
Yeah.
And whatever I put on, I'm like, well, I don't think I beat any cancer today because right. I'm just sweating it right off. And I don't know what to do about that. I am a real sweater.
Well, I believe that the Super Goop is sweat-proof for about an hour, whatever it says on the jar. So,
well, honey, I just put it on like... 10 minutes earlier. Do you think you can really handle it?
I don't know. That's what they claim. They claim for an hour you can swim, you can bukkake, you can sweat, whatever it is, and it should survive. But
who's doing that in the sun?
You would have to do some clinical trials to really know.
Did you say who's doing bukkake in the sun?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a good question.
I'm sure somebody is. You know,
a professional.
Super Goop also makes that spray, which might be good for reapplication.
Okay.
Or it's a setting spray. So mm-hmm. you could also set your face with that and it might help keep
with
the sweating at
what's
bay.
What's a setting spray?
Yeah, worth a shot.
Sorry, what's a setting spray?
It's a spray that sets whatever is on your face when you spray. So you do a layer of it and it will dry and it's supposed to keep your makeup in place, your product in place. Like the drag queens all do a setting spray before they go out on the stage.
A sealant. Think of it as a sealant.
A sealant.
Caulk.
Exactly, a caulk for the face.
Yes. Speaking of bukkakes.
Whoa, there she is. Oh,
I just like the word. My friend was here the other day and she didn't know what bukkake meant, and I was so genuinely touched. I was like, she's like 42. I'm like, bless you. I think that's wonderful that you don't know what bukkake means. And if somebody doesn't know, Google it, but be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, I say don't even Google it. Just ask someone you trust.
Yes.
Just look it up on dictionary.com.
There you go.
That's true. That's much
good
better.
Good luck. Out of the two of you, who is like the clean one? Who would you say like showers more? There's always someone in the relationship that's kind of the smelly kid and then the clean one.
Okay.
And he's laughing.
It is Andrew Beckerman is the clean one.
Yeah.
Okay. Like every question you ask, that's why he's laughing, because it's just like the gender role reversal is just really on brand. And also I've been doing a new joke on stage about how Andy showers every day.
Yeah.
And how I'm like, who's that for? So it's him. He's the clean one. He's the tidy one.
Yep.
And it's funny because I grew up with a very type A neat mother.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not like I don't know what clean is, but I think I do now some sort of resent it.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean? In a way where I'm kind of like, I'm an adult. I can do what I want.
Exactly.
And what I want is a pile of clothes. But what I will say is that when I look at that pile of clothes, I feel bad about myself. So it's like, mm-hmm. I don't really want it to be messy.
Right.
It's just more, again, this is why I wish I could do chores with my mind.
Yes.
And just like, you know,
that would alleviate this whole issue.
It would, absolutely.
You've got to move into the House Madrigal.
I do. Just be like, will you please do these clothes on a gentle cycle?
It would be so nice to just stand like this and have a bunch of little birds give you a sponge bath. You know, like you wouldn't have to get in the shower and deal with it. It would be so nice.
I would feel too body conscious.
You think those birds would be judging?
Yeah, yeah, for sure. Because they're all thin and they got thin beaks. And they're like...
They got thin beaks.
I feel like if they're magical birds, then they wouldn't be judgmental. But
you would
you
think
never
that
know
would be
when
part
they
of
get
the
home and they're like, you should have seen what I saw today to their husbands or whatever.
Yeah, subtweeting me. I had to
literally.
Clean,
literally
I had to clean this
tweet,
freak.
Tweet, tweet.
Yeah, yeah.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay, well, good to know. And I did want to ask you about sitting in the shower, Naomi, because I found this really interesting. So,
yeah. When
you just discuss on your special how you like to sit in the shower, do you sit on the floor of
yes.
the shower? Okay.
Yes, and this is what I, you know, so people are out here being like, where can I get a shower chair?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm on the floor. Honey, I'm sitting in the tub. This is what I'm saying. You're getting the sit of a bath, but without stewing in your own
filth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm sitting in the back, honey.
Yeah.
And I have the angle, the shower, you know, it's adjustable. I have it angled in such a way. So it's not like it's like right on my face.
Okay? Yeah, yeah.
It's more kind of almost like at my knees, almost crotchular region in terms of the angle.
Yeah.
And that gives me the ability, you know, I can put a little drink on the edge of the tub.
Yep. Make a whole mood.
Yes. I can play a little game on my phone without it getting wet. Surprise, surprise.
Yeah.
You just got to obviously keep your hands dry. And that's why I put a towel, like right next to me on top of the toilet, you know, like on top of the tank, because that's right next to there.
Yep.
It's a petite bathroom. You can really reach whatever you need. Mm-hmm. And so then I just make sure my hands are dry and then I just play. I just have a little drinky. I maybe send some Marco Polos to people I trust. And then
you don't plug. You don't put the plug in. It just the water rushes through and goes down the drain.
Yes.
Okay. Wow, I might try this.
Yes, you just, you know, you can't do it too much because it's wasteful of the water. But when you really just feel like, oh, I can't.
Right.
I can't, you know.
Well, it can't be any more wasteful than a bath.
Yes, much more. Apparently showers are much more wasteful than baths in terms of the constant stream of water.
Interesting.
Like, yeah, because baths, you know, it's like a finite amount of water you're using. Whereas with a shower, especially a long one, it's just like going and going and going.
Just think about how awful like the Koch brothers are and how they're destroying the environment and how minuscule sitting down in the shower is in
compared to them and what they're
the Coke.
Doing yeah
by the way Coke brothers, we know it's actually pronounced cock. Stop it, guys. You're using your billions to,
to
gaslight
us into
saying
Coke.
All
into calling them Coke brothers when they're really the Cock brothers, and we all fucking know it.
We all
I think that's the first time the Koch brothers have come up on Natch Butte, to be honest.
Well, you know what? And that's what Andy Breckerman brings.
Same
with,
that,
there we go. Kitty Pryde. Vigo the Carpathian, the Koch brothers.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Oh, wow. Okay, well, I have a feeling a lot of people are going to try the sitting down in the shower now.
I think, though, Jackie, you can't do it until you're no longer with child because, you know, it's the getting up and the sitting down that is really, you have to be careful.
Yes.
And so right now, you know, you got this center of gravity.
Yes.
It's a little different. So I don't want you toppling. I don't want you having a slip.
Yes, I don't either. I've actually haven't fallen yet. And every day I'm like, wow, I haven't busted my ass yet. I'm doing pretty good. So I'll be careful for you, Naomi. Don't worry. But
thank
I will
keep
you posted.
Thank you.
Could have Ben help you.
Well, I was just in this really intense, kooky baby class over Zoom. And the woman that teaches it is very... natural, and, you know, and she discussed how the shower water running down your back during contractions can be very soothing. So maybe I'll do it while I'm giving birth.
Well, we do have a friend who gave birth in the tub.
Yeah.
And that just, I mean, why not? I just can't imagine the shower water being that soothing compared to a contraction.
I can't either. I'm not giving birth at home, just for everybody. I'm actually going to be at a hospital if all things go as planned. But while you labor,
It's for like while you're laboring.
Before you get it, before you like actually have to go to the hospital.
Yes. Uh-huh, that's the plan. Stay at home as long as you can until you can't take it no more, and then you get in the car, and then you go take that baby out.
Wow. Okay. Yeah, we'll that's see the plan. How it goes.
At what point do they give you the epidural?
Well, I'm trying to have a non-medicated birth.
A natural birth.
If everything goes as planned, I won't have one. But it's different for everybody.
Can I ask, what was the decision behind that to have a non-medicated birth?
A natural birth. Just say it.
I didn't want to. That was your phrase.
No, but I think we should all just say it. I'm sure Jackie said it 100 times.
What was the decision behind you having a natural birth?
But I was reminded that all birth is natural.
Oh,
so you actually
okay.
should say unmedicated birth.
Wow. Okay.
Yes.
Gotta, triggered.
Yep.
Okay.
Got to be careful. So unmedicated birth. There's a lot of reasons, but I've done just a lot of prep. I'm doing a lot of prep.
You mean like... So that you don't get HIV?
No. I think I'm too old for that, actually. Don't you have to be in your 20s to start that or something?
To start PrEP? Yeah. I was like, there's no such thing as too old for HIV.
Yeah.
But okay, yes, you're
Thank
too
you,
old
Naomi,
for, PrEP.
For clarifying. I want to make sure we're not putting false information out there.
I can't.
Yes, you can get it at any age.
Okay.
No, I just want to see if I can do it.
Uh-huh.
I'm doing this thing called spinning baby where I do all these exercises. I just want to see if I could do it. For all we know, the minute my first contraction hits, I could say, fuck this shit, put the needle in my back. I mean, that's uh-huh. very possible. And if that happens, that happens. I'm not going to beat myself up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Sure.
But we're just going to see. There are lots of benefits to an unmedicated birth, and there are benefits to a medicated birth. It just depends on what's going on with you and
what you need.
What you need and what you want, and that's what's beautiful. It's all about having choices and options and educating yourself on those options, because a lot of women and people in the world don't get that. I'm just doing a lot of prep, and I'm doing a lot of education, mm-hmm. and we'll see.
Okay.
We'll
this
see.
Is exciting.
Won't we? Remember when I met y'all at that party and there was all those women who had just had kids and I was interviewing all of them.
Were you?
I was like, tell me your birth experience. I need to know. And one had no epidural. One of the women we were sitting
Interesting.
Next to.
Interesting.
Yeah, mm-hmm. you just never know.
Yeah.
Okay, I have a couple other things I want to ask y'all. Do y'all want to play New Palette Who Dis? Where I
sure.
show y'all some of the new wacky products that have just come out in the beauty world?
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Okay,
sure.
There is a song. Would you like to hear it?
Yes,
absolutely.
Of course.
Okay, let me find it. Here it is.
What's up, girl? New Palette Who Dis?
And yes, that is me. I do them all myself, shockingly. Okay. I'm going to put it in the chat, and then y'all can click the links and let me know what you think. So in the beauty world, it's much like fast fashion. There's always shit coming out. Every week there's a new launch, there's new products, and they're all licensed. So I don't know if either of you are Dr. Seuss fans, or perhaps you were as youth.
Sure, mm-hmm, of course.
As children.
As yeah. children. Again, childless adults haven't seen Encanto. Perhaps you are unfamiliar with the lore of Dr.
Oh,
I don't know.
Oh, my God. But we were children once.
Yeah.
Even though we're childless.
Yes. Listen, I agree. I know Dr. Seuss, but I don't know your life. And I'm not going to pretend
true.
To know your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, look, if you asked me about Transformers, I would be able to tell you about Transformers from 1988.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't be able to tell you about whatever's happening with them now.
Yeah, fair. I don't know if anything's happening with them now. You know what's interesting? I have not seen any Transformers makeup yet.
That's surprising.
I agree.
God, that's
They're
a brand
a whole
that's exactly
segment of the population.
You're leaving money on the table.
Yeah.
But when I do, I'll send it right to y'all. So can y'all Thank see you. This link?
Yes.
Bumblebee lip smackers?
Dr. Seuss palette.
Yes. So this is the Dr. Seuss I Heart Revolution collection. It's not just palettes, y'all. We got, let's see, lip crayons, eye crayons, oh. Horton Hears a Who lip gloss.
Yep.
Fox
yep.
and Sox lip gloss. Tell me your initial thoughts, Naomi. I know you do wear makeup and on stage you do some different looks. There's some brushes here. What are y'all's initial thoughts? Is this something that you would be interested in purchasing? Is this something that you might want to check out?
Absolutely not.
Yeah.
I also, you know, look, it's a low price point. Uh-huh. Bless. So then my question is this for children? You see what I'm saying? Like, is this meant to be makeup that you give a 6-year-old?
But Naomi,
it is absolutely for adults.
Would you wear them in a box? Would you wear them with some locks?
I wouldn't wear them when I'm wearing socks. I just think it's talks. Ick.
Mm.
I don't like the vibe. I don't like this vibe. Like, on one hand, like, I think it's kind of, the look of it is cute, right? Like, the packaging. But, like, if I was, like, a grown woman with a Cat in the Hat, if you saw me in a bathroom.
Yeah, yeah.
And I pulled out my Cat in the Hat palette. I just feel like that's suspicious. It's sus.
It's surreal. Yeah. It's really strange. Because it's like, I don't know why this decision was made to brand it with Dr. Seuss.
I agree. I agree fully with both of you. It's not my vibe. I'm not the customer here.
Right, right.
The palettes are chaotic in terms of the color story. I don't see them working into my life and what I do with my makeup. So I'm also confused.
Right. The color palettes are a little wild. Yeah, it's not like they're all of one color family. And then my question is, like, again, that's why I thought it was for kids, because I was like, these colors don't really match together. Yeah. So then it's just about being like, look, I'm playing with a marker. And then you just draw on your face.
Yeah, these are for adults. These are for...
I can't.
Yeah.
This is fully late-stage capitalism, just wreaking havoc.
That is exactly what it is, Andy. You are right. Okay, next up, let's see what we got. I tried to pick some random things that are, again... licensed by brands. Okay, I thought this was fun. So this is an indie brand. We love an indie brand on Attribute. We love a woman-owned brand. This is a company called Nosta Beauty, which I've never purchased, but this is called the Nostalgia Playlist Palette. And as you can see here, it is a removable CD shape, and the whole package looks like a CD, which... I don't know how old y'all are, but I'm assuming you're around my age. Remember the CDs? Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was how we survived. That is how we got our music. That was the lifeline to everything happening, was the CD. So I found the packaging cute, and I thought maybe y'all would have some exciting commentary on this. What do we think of this palette?
I think it is very cute. I do like the packaging as well. I like that it's so slim, like a CD. You know what I mean? That casing. Mm-hmm. I will say, though, these colors that they've put together, which is kind of like a neon mood, is that what I have to use? Or do you think that, like, I can, like, pick little pots?
You definitely could put your own. If they were the same size, you could put your own. But I completely agree with you. The colors are not calling to me.
Right. But the look is calling.
Like, the colors, like, I've never seen an episode of it, but it seems like those are the Euphoria colors.
Yeah. Never seen the show, yet those are the colors.
But I do like, were you guys excited when a CD came in one of those, the papery ones, as opposed to, like, the jewel cases?
Yes. Absolutely. So much better.
Yeah. It was always so exciting. It's like, ooh, you guys sprung to have this. To have this particular thing. And sometimes the liner notes and stuff would be hidden in a little thing.
Oh, in the little, sleeve. Little, like, not sleeve, a little folder.
Yeah.
I remember how fucking hard it was to open the little plastic CDs, because they'd seal the top and the bottom, and I'd be trying to open it, and then I'd crack it, and then I'd be pissed.
But you know the secret, right?
No, I obviously don't.
Oh, you take, I mean, no one's, this is all, this is...
information this is your secret that's from 1998.
No longer needed. But you take the bottom of the jewel case off, pull the top up, and then you peel the sticker off. So you unhinge the bottom. So there's two hinges, the top hinge and the bottom hinge. You unhinge the bottom one, and then you fold it up, and then you can easily peel the sticker off, and then you put the top of it back on.
Where were you in 1999?
Second year of undergraduate at University of Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Impressing the ladies at with that hack.
In the working at WPTS 92.1 FM. So I had a lot of...
So you knew your way around a CD.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, I'm probably not going to be buying this. The colors don't call to me, but I do think this is super cute.
It is. Very cute.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay, last one. And I put these in my notes yesterday, so I'm going to be honest. I don't even fucking remember what these are. But we're all in this together. Let's see what this third one is.
Oh,
okay.
No.
Are we Manny people here? Are we Manny Petty people? Naomi, I know you had a beautiful oxblood Manny in your special. I did eye those nails. Do we love a nail polish in this house? What do we think?
Okay. I like my nails being done. But I do not like the process of doing them.
Yep.
Also, I will tell you something. Recently, I got a gel pedicure in October. And when I tell you I just got the last of the polish off in February, I'm not lying to you. Because I didn't know that you have to have gel polish removed. Like, by the person. Or the way I had to do it myself, it took me, like, so many tries to get it off. I was very upset. I don't think we talk about it enough. Yes. Because I just walk in there and she goes, oh, we'll give you gel. Oh, it dries quickly. And that's all we're talking about. That's all she's
telling
me.
Nobody tells you that you're in for a journey, honey.
A journey. I'm going to be back there. It's a whole thing. I was so mad.
I also got a gel pedicure in November for my birthday, and it is still on my toes. So I'm with you on that. Did you have to soak it off with like acetone?
And
who wants to do that?
And like kind of, like put it, but then it didn't really work. And then in the end, I had to take a nail file and just like file off the last of it.
Yeah.
It was very upsetting.
Gel manis and pedis are not for the faint of heart. And they're a commitment. You just have to keep going. They get you. It's like joining an MLM. You can't get out.
Exactly. And so now I'm like, you ain't getting me.
Yes.
So I'm never doing it again. I had to learn the hard way. But what we're looking at right now.
I thought this would be festive for Easter, which I'm assuming we don't celebrate on this this episode here. But Peeps. Sally Hansen has done a collab with Peeps. So we have seven new shades of the Insta Dry, which people love. Naomi, this is great for people on the go because it's the one coat dries instantly, which I appreciate because I always fuck up my manicures. I always fuck them up. It doesn't matter how long I sit there and let it dry.
But now here's my question with that, though. When you have that instant dry, though, can you do two coats to even it out without it getting goopy? Because sometimes I'm like, you're drying so fast, I can't even get you together.
Well, that is part of it, I guess. You do have to kind of be quick with it.
Yeah.
You definitely have to be quick with it. But what do we think? Do we like a peep around here?
Absolutely not.
No, this is horrifying.
Yeah. Peeps are disgusting.
Yeah.
As this candy in quotes, okay? As like a crusted, hardened marshmallow. Mm-hmm. I don't know how they've managed to last this long. I imagine the Peeps dynasty is just one man.
The Koch brothers, perhaps, are behind Peeps. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm just like, how? And yeah, these colors, I mean, they're basically what? Just Easter pastels, but then also sparkly wildberry.
Yes. Yes. I mean, the picture we're looking at is Peeps aligned by color with the nail polishes on them. It is like staring into the face of madness.
Yeah.
It truly is like encountering one of the old ones from a Lovecraft story. We have summoned Cthulhu. He is here to destroy us.
Yes.
Okay. And it is in the form.
Cthulhu also has never come up on Ashbury in 300 episodes. This is really blowing my mind.
Absolutely. I said, okay, we've got Cthulhu, Vigo the Carpathian.
Yes, the Koch brothers. Koch brothers. Kitty Pryde.
Honestly, Koch brothers and Cthulhu could be interchangeable.
They go hand in hand.
I agree. Yes. And honestly, Peeps nail polish, I would add a third to that.
Yeah.
Well, would you do these, though? Do you like this Insta-Dry brand?
I will say this. We are cruelty-free only on Natchbu, and I'm off the top of my head, I don't think Sally Hansen is cruelty-free.
Oh.
They might not. They might be. If they are, I'll cut this out. But I don't think they are, which means they test on animals. But before I was in on that, I used to get these, this Insta-Dry formula, I would say, in my 20s. It is very quick. And I wanted to pick three chaotic things to show y'all because this is the beauty world, hon.
Yes.
This is what I'm dealing with. This is the shit I'm presenting with, and I wanted to enjoy or share the nightmare with y'all.
I will say this. If they are doing a Peeps branded nail polish, they are definitely not cruelty-free.
Yeah.
It's all cruel.
I also wanted to know, do they smell like Peeps? And apparently they do not. So that's at least good.
Well, what do you think smells better or worse?
Nail polish or Peeps?
Exactly. What do you think? You know,
both
it's like
two
really
things I don't want to smell.
Right. Not sniffable, not delicious in that way.
No. Well, everybody be careful out there, okay? I'm not saying do not eat the Peeps nail polish. Anyone out there?
Absolutely.
I'm trying to look up if Sally Hansen is cruelty-free.
Oh, yeah. If you just Google Sally Hansen animal testing, it should just tell you.
I hate the internet. It makes it so hard to just, like, give me the answer to the thing.
I know.
It's, like, the longest page he's looking at. It's like makeup pages and recipe pages where, you know, they break it up so much and there's so many ads in between everything that you're like, where is the information I want? How many cups?
And they make ads look like articles.
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
Sally
Hansen's they don't.
Well, it's no, this says Sally Hansen's cruelty-free status is unclear.
Oh.
Hmm. But wait, what did you say that said they don't test on animals?
Oh, I see. Okay, so basically, here's the real deal. China, the Republic of China, if anything is sold in China, then technically it is not cruelty-free because they require animal testing for every product on the shelves. So Sally Hansen in America, yeah, they don't test on animals. Great. But they sell in mainland China, which means they do technically test on animals. A lot of companies opt out of selling in China so that they can be truly cruelty-free. Mm-hmm. Sally is not one of those gals. She says, you know what? I'm ready to make that money.
Yeah.
Because I think the Chinese market wants this peep. Yep. Wants this peep nail polish. So,
honestly, they might, right? Like, that is, I feel like the peep brand could be huge overseas.
Yeah.
You know?
Definitely. All right. We got the score. Sally Hansen, not an attribute approved. I actually do have a sound effect for that I could play. Let me see if I can grab it. Because I have a whole game. Here it is. Yeah. That's the monkey being tested on Sally Hansen.
That's upsetting.
Yeah, it is. But we get real here.
Yeah,
we get real
tell
here.
It.
We got to tell the truth.
Oh, yeah.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, yeah.
Naomi, when you're on the road, a lot of your job is traveling from city to city doing your stand-up.
Well, sure.
How do you decide on what look you're going to do on stage? Is this something that you put a lot of thought into? Like I was talking about your special, you had a beautiful, I call it an oxblood lip. It matched your nails. I did hear on Las Costa Rizas, you said a white man did your makeup. Very interesting.
Yeah.
How? That's come up on this show many times. The fact that it is very difficult for black women to have their makeup done. That comes up a lot. Lacey Mosley, Nicole Byer, everybody's brought that up. So we love talking about that. How do you decide on your look? Is that something that is a big part of the stage presence for you?
I don't really like my figure. So for instance, in a way it's not a big part of it. Right. Cause I'm really not trying to say I'm a hottie, I'm a cutie. Right. Like, but I am making sure I wear something that is, I think, comfortable and put together. Because also I do move around a lot on stage. So certainly I'm not wearing a heel. I'm not wearing skirts or dresses because I like to have the option to dip it low and do a lunge. I just need to have that option. So I've got to be comfy. And then, if I'm doing a weekend, if I was doing a weekend of shows, five shows, I've got five distinct outfits for that.
Okay.
To feel like it's something. I mean, we may double up the jean.
Yeah.
But, I'm really trying to do a top, a moment, something.
What about your makeup look?
My makeup look is pretty low key. It is pretty low key. I mean, I'm giving you a lip, definitely. Yeah. But then really just, fresh face, easy makeup.
But you do an eye thing. What's this thing where you do it on your eyelid?
Shadow? Isn't that precious? Like
the Dr. Seuss palette?
The Dr. Seuss palette would be good starting for you, Andy.
The Hop on Pop palette?
I do a little bit of shadow, but I will say I don't know how to do it very well. I like when I see people who have the two or three different colors and you're doing all this. I don't have that capacity, so it's just kind of I'll slick on one on top.
Yeah.
But that's about it, honey. It's real simple.
But you do love a lip.
I do. I do. I do love a red lip.
Do you know offhand your signature red or the one you use the most?
Hourglass.
Oh.
Brand.
Mm-hmm.
Warrior, which is the purple. This is going to give you that. Is that the oxblood you're saying?
Yes.
And then Icon, which is more of a bright red.
Wow. Is
and
that
that's
a liquid
a different
lip?
Vibe. No. A standard stick. Yeah. And usually for those, I just use a little bit, with the redder red. Mm-hmm. I use just like a little bit of it. But then recently I also found something I liked. It was given to me by a makeup artist. Ilia.
Uh-huh.
Like very light. It was a, such a light, like kind of like a balm almost, but tinted.
Mm-hmm.
And I am wondering if I want to get the actual full lipstick version of that.
I love Ilia.
Do you? Are they good?
Yeah. They're good. So, they're clean. They're woman-owned. They're indie. They have great ingredients. Okay. I have a ton of... Being prognant, I'm using, you know, all that clean crap. And they're like a clean brand. And I do really like them. Oh, I have one that would look so pretty on you.
Ooh.
Because they sent me the little sample pack with all the colors of the lipstick.
What?
Like the little pods.
That's the dream.
Yeah, and I opened it because I want like a 90s brown.
Mm.
I've been trying to find the right color, and it's so cute. So I'll have to drive by and throw it in your mailbox, the little
Ooh.
Pack that you can try on.
Thanks.
What is 90s brown?
Sad. Yeah, like a 90s brown.
What does that mean, though? Like what?
Like a chocolate brown lip. Do you remember that those days you would do a liner, and then you would do a lip a little lighter than the liner? It's sort of like the Aaliyah's video
yes.
look.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
okay.
Yes.
Okay,
early
I gotcha.
Days.
Yeah. Look it up, okay? We're out of time. Okay, the last thing I want to ask y'all. We always end Nashville, we talk about self-care rituals, the things we do every day that makes us, that really grounds us. I want to talk to you both about your self-care rituals slash the ones that you share and that you don't share. Mm-hmm. I would say like your shaving would be a self-care ritual.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably one. Naomi's might be sitting in the shower. Mm-hmm. You talked about on your special, literally made me die because I have a slit in my blackout curtains that wakes me up every fucking day. And you were saying that the slit in the shade is telling you, why aren't you hiking? And I was like, I wonder if they hike together. Are y'all the couple that hikes together, stays together?
No.
What is your... No.
Absolutely
okay.
not.
No, not
Andy and I really are bonded on not fucking with nature.
Yep.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I will say there have been times where I'm like, oh, would I have liked a little, like if you date a white guy, you know, he's usually going to make you go out in the woods at some point.
Yeah.
And not Andy. But I was like,
went camping
I wanted-
once. Once, and that was enough for me.
I don't camp either. We're all in that. We're all in the no camp camp.
Yep. Absolutely. Yep. No camp
I
camp.
Love that.
Nope. The only camp I fuck with is Jesse Camp.
I love Jesse Camp.
MTV
I got one of your references.
Yes, Jackie.
I love him.
He keeps throwing them out, and eventually
yes.
one's gonna stick, and that's beautiful.
I love Jesse Camp, but you know who I also love? Dave Holmes.
Oh,
of course.
Yeah.
Yes.
And Dave Holmes has withstood the test of time.
Dave Holmes, amazing.
Yes.
His
yeah.
Waiting for Impact podcast is brilliant.
Yes.
Don't plug other podcasts.
Sorry.
Yes. There's enough to go around.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's like, we don't need to. It's like
I'm
Andrew.
Cutting that. So what are some self-care rituals that you both do every day?
Like
every day.
Together or just our individuals?
Both. That's why I'm asking. What are some crossover? What are some no crossovers? Do we meditate in this house?
No.
Like, oh, okay.
That's the thing. It's like, I don't really.
Yeah.
Like, I really don't, Jackie.
Yeah.
I'm not well. Okay?
I can't get into it. I just can't get into it. I want to be mindful, and I'm just not mindful. I'm always either dreading the future or regretting my past.
I know.
I can't be in the moment.
You can't be present. It's
yes.
hard. I know. I feel like the only time I am, or rather... The times that I felt the most present have been when I'm on stage, like,
mm-hmm.
in a good moment.
Yes.
Like, I know it's not going well if I'm thinking as I'm talking.
Yep.
If that makes sense. If I'm mm-hmm. kind of being like, what's happening? No.
Yeah.
That's not what I get on stage for. I get on stage for the presentness, for the,
yes.
you know, reaction.
So in a way, I would say performing is self-care.
Well, let's do it.
Yeah.
I'll take it. I'll allow it. Absolutely.
Yes.
I will. Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's something that makes me feel good.
Huh. Yeah, well, okay, making things then, like
mm-hmm.
writing
mm-hmm.
or like making a cartoon or something like that. I
oh,
would say
definitely
that.
For you. Because also Andy's the kind of person too where like sometimes at the end of the day, he'll say something like, he's like, oh, I had this thought in my head all day. And he'll just like make a little, like Photoshop something or make
yeah.
something very small where he's like, I just had to get it out. And that for him is part of unwinding.
Yes,
it's part of
journaling,
just,
which is a self-care ritual.
Exactly. So he makes his silly little things. What's the new cartoon? Because I want to give Jackie a sense of the tone when we talk about self-care.
Oh, yes. I would love to know.
I think it's called Those Fucking Nitwits or These Fucking Nitwits.
Okay.
I've only drawn one. I'm not a great artist, but I have a couple in the queue. It's about a halfway house for shitheads.
That's what I'm talking about, okay? And he's got to get that out. A halfway house for shitheads. And you know what? Beautiful. Bless. Would I do it? No.
I Googled nitwit because I've obviously heard that, but I have to be careful out there that it's not a derogatory term.
I don't think so.
It's informal, a silly or foolish person, often as a general term of abuse.
General term of abuse. Yeah. Nitwit is gentle.
Someone might come at you and be like, well, in 1876, it was used to refer to these people. It was used to refer to Jews. And it's just like, what? No, you're just making this up.
Also, it's not 1876. We're going to have to let it go.
That's not true. I was just kidding. That's not true. But I'm just saying there's always people on the internet that will come at you for something that's not true.
Wow. Guess what?
And shame you. What?
I am on Wiki. Heard of it.
Am
I going to have to change this to halfway house?
No, it says they don't know the origin, but they say it's likely from either the German word knit, a form of nitzt, which means nothing, or Yiddish nisht, which means no.
No wit.
No wit. Great.
Nisht there you go.
Well, then it's perfect. Like,
I love it.
Using, yeah. So I could also call it like the Michigas folks or
yep. I know what Michigas means.
It would be a Shonda if you didn't.
You two are the best.
You're just a delight, you pink gal.
I love your wall color. Would you call that a taupe?
Definitely. Yeah. A neutral taupe. It was here when we got here. Mm-hmm. And I said, I love it.
You said, I'm keeping it.
Keeping it, honey.
Because it would have taken work to change it.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
And that's not what we do.
I had this room painted. It wasn't cheap.
No, and it takes a while.
And I didn't want to fuck it up.
Yeah.
I could have. I even did the ceiling.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. It's a that's pink intense. Abyss in here. This has been my absolute delight. Naomi, how do you feel? Were you nervous? Because it went okay, right? I didn't ask
it
you
did.
Any crazy makeup questions.
You didn't ask me any crazy makeup questions. Yeah. I was able to answer it. It does help that I live with someone who's so committed to beauty care and products.
Yes. When we were emailing and I was told that Andy's regimen was extensive, I said, well, then I need the both of you here. I need the both of you here.
We don't have touch at my appearance on. Look at my face.
No, that's it looks so good. Really good.
A how young
and you
man?
Look very young, which
he
is
looks
a compliment.
Very young.
Yeah.
I know, he looks very youthful. And that's the product. That's the product.
I started slathering on moisturizer when I was young.
Yes. Not to mention your eye stuff, too, that you put around your eyes.
I stopped doing that, but yes, I did use Neutrogena Wrinkle Remover around my eyes.
Nice.
But I didn't think, I didn't see much of a difference, so I stopped using it.
Yeah. Well, there have been some arguments that eye cream is bullshit. It's just another product. If you use moisturizer, that's probably fine.
Yeah.
But then some people say that the molecular biology of your under eye area is thinner, therefore you need a thinner product in order to absorb it.
We have to do another podcast with you on it.
I agree.
Okay? This is a crossover sensation. Okay?
I agree.
So, come
Let's
on.
Let's move on. Tell us both where we can find you and where we can find your show and everything about it, and then we'll get the fuck out of here.
All right, visit me on Instagram at Blacktress Comedy.
Best
I would
Instagram
say Twitter,
ever.
But I don't really fuck with Twitter as much.
Yeah.
Oh, at Andy Beckerman on Twitter and Instagram. Twitter for dumb jokes. Instagram for pictures of Naomi and the pets.
Yes, it's lovely. It really is a love story to your life. It's all the animals and your beautiful wife. It's lovely. I was stalking y'all both yesterday.
And we have a show, Couples Therapy.
Right.
Which you can get anywhere you get your podcast from.
Well, Jackie already introed it, but we're saying you can go to Couples Therapy Pod on Instagram, at Naomi and Andy on Twitter, and just see what we're doing. Check in. The episodes are fun.
Yes.
Jackie will be on an upcoming episode.
That's right. I can't wait. Let's talk about my two marriages.
Woo, baby.
Yeah.
I'm excited too.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Well, thank you both for being here. Thank you to all the honeys for listening. Naomi, you know we both love the word honey. You probably
do you say honey?
Out by now. Yeah. Well, my listeners are called the honeys.
Oh, we love that.
We love honey around here. Yes, honey. So thank you for the honeys for listening. Thank you to my beautiful guests. And everybody have a beautiful day. You deserve to be happy. Yeah, I'm talking to you. And don't forget to cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh. Final questions. Andy, do you cream your neck?
No. no.
Okay.
I don't know what that means.
You need to start using your moisturizer on your neck as well.
But won't that get on my clothes?
Well, no.
You try
just
it.
Do this part. It tries. Just right here. It'll be good for you. Take it from me. And then Naomi, do you keep your fringe fresh? Because you have bangs.
I do keep my fringe fresh.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
There we go. Those are the last two questions.
Oh.
Thank you.
Oh, the faces yes. You'll go.
That would have been good. That they should have used that.
Bye. Bye.